Hallelujah. Amen. Well, good morning and welcome to Only Believe Ministries Christian Center right here in Kenton, Ohio. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. I tell you what, it is great to be in the house of the Lord and to be worshiping together. And it's really awesome that we get to be together, especially on this Memorial Day. Amen. This is a weekend where we really want to celebrate and remember those who have given their life for us to have this great nation and to have the kind of freedoms and the life we get to live. And one thing that I'll say is that we've been talking a lot about heroes, and I keep hearing about everybody's a hero, and I believe that. I thank God for people who are dealing with that, but I don't ever want to take away from the reverence and the respect that we should give to the men and women who have literally given their life on the front lines as needed to help us be all that we have and to have what we have today. So I thank God for those, and we just want to be here. And I tell you what, it's amazing that we get to worship God today. Amen. It's nice to be back together as a church family, and the Lord is just blessing us, and we are excited, and it's good to see you all. Woo! And it's like we went from winter to summer in a moment of time. Amen. And I want you to know that I'm feeling pretty lightheaded today because I was finally able to get a haircut, praise God. So I got a much-needed haircut. Amen. And I'm glad that we're opening things back up. Amen. And it is just good to be with you. And we want to welcome all of you who are live streaming with us and who are online with us this morning, as well as those who are here. And I believe that the presence of God is just going to touch us all. Amen. Because it is good to be in the house of the Lord and in His presence. So this morning, let's just join in and worship God and be thankful that we have this life to live and His goodness is all upon us. Amen.
Amen. Stand your feet with us this morning in the house. And season in. My weapon will be my sound. I will not be silent. My song is.
I am a child.
One with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. Your love was greater. Just tell him how wonderful he is this morning. What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a wonderful name. situation. And then on the count of three, we're all going to shout Jesus this morning, because his name is above whatever situation that you find yourself in this morning. His name is above any problem that you might have. So his name is the name above all names. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So this morning, I want you to shout Jesus on the count of three. Ready? One, two.
Just talk and be louder than that. You have been stuck in your houses, not being able to come and praise his name in this house. Amen. And I have seen your post saying, when I get back into the church, I'm shouting a praise. Now is your opportunity. Amen. Amen. She's gonna do that all over again, and I want you to lose your voice during it. Listen, he is a good God. Amen. He has brought us through. He has seen us through everything that we've ever even come against, anything we've ever faced. He is worthy for us to shout his praises. Amen. Woo!
All right. One, two. One. you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's good, Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. My goodness, it is who He is. Amen. Our good, good Father. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I feel the presence of the Lord. Amen. He's a good God. I'm telling you, the Father's on us right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just, God, loose the working of miracles, healing, fall upon your people, Father. Lord, right now, God, I thank you that you're strengthening people right now. You're healing right now, God. Lord, not just in this sanctuary, but even those online, Father, Lord, I see back issues, God, and sickness and stomach issues just falling away, Father. Loose the working of miracles and healing just flow upon people right now, Father God. Lord, I thank you that you are turning doctors' reports around, God. Even right now, you are establishing health, you are restoring, you are bringing forth, God. And Lord, we just declare your glory, Father. We just declare your goodness, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well,
there's testimony. Not even a dead battery keep you from praising.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise Him anyway.
Amen. Amen.
Praise Him.
No matter
what, you just keep praising Him. You just keep praising Him. And just like I was able to go get more batteries, listen, whatever stopped you, whatever tried to stop you is going to be gone, and you're going to pick up again. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. What has ever slowed down your praise and your worship, I believe God is re-energizing.
Just keep going. It's going to go. Amen.
Refueling you and strengthening you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
When I worked at the bank, I used to, there was a time that I was a trainer at the bank, and I taught people how to do stuff. And in training, obviously, when you first get there and you've never done that kind of work before, you mess up, right? And so to keep them from getting nervous and frustrated and just so nervous in front of me they couldn't work, I tell them, listen, everything can be fixed.
Amen.
There's nothing you can do that can't be fixed.
Praise God.
We'll fix it. Listen, there's nothing that you've done.
Amen.
That God hasn't already fixed.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Nothing.
Amen. Praise God.
We need
That's
to,
a good word.
We need to quit walking around like we've broken the world and there's no hope for us.
Amen.
Listen,
praise God.
God can fix it
Hallelujah.
All.
Amen. Amen.
And nothing impossible
Amen.
To Him.
Amen.
He is Hallelujah. The God of the impossible.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
More than we can
God will
think.
Fix
Amen.
It. God has fixed it.
Praise
yeah,
God. Hallelujah.
Hey,
Hallelujah.
I do want to tell you that if you see a couple of us on our phones, please just allow us some grace because we're still have people that are watching online. Welcome. Welcome today.
Amen. Welcome,
Amen.
Live streamers.
All
praise
of you
God.
Veterans.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All of you veterans that are out there watching,
Amen.
We are
Amen.
So grateful.
Praise God.
You're so grateful for every sacrifice
Amen.
You've made. Like, I was just thinking the other day, we were watching something, and I was just thinking about the craziness, if you think about it, of these men and women who go into the military. Now, it's going to get good. I promise. I'm not calling you crazy. But that go into the military, and you run towards the fight when everybody else is running away.
Amen. 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 Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know why it's making me cry.
Amen. Praise
but
God.
I just think of all of those.
Amen.
That ran
Hallelujah.
To the fight, never made it out.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And the things that we get to partake of today.
Amen. How many veterans do
went.
We have in here today?
No, Dave is.
No, David.
Chad is.
Chad.
Here. And Carol May is.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We just love you all. We thank you for your sacrifice.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. And, you know, I want to keep that word sacred. I've heard heroes a lot. And don't get me wrong, I'm thankful for all the people that are working hard through the coronavirus and this, that, and stuff. But I want you to understand something. There is something sovereignly unique about the men and women who have given their life and willingly went before us and died to give us freedoms and to preserve what we have. And Let's not ever lose focus about the reverence of what we consider and what we think about when we think about those veterans who have paid the price and laid down their life so that we could be here living in the liberty and the goodness that we got. Amen. So we just want to be thankful for that. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you, God, for everybody that's involved in the military and all those services right now that even today, God, are still effective every day, keeping us safe, God. Father, I thank you for every life that's been given, God. I thank you, God, that these men and women are in your hands, Father. And Lord, I thank you that you bless them. And even today, God, all of our veterans and all of those who have done those kind of activities, God, we just ask a special grace and goodness and provision upon their life. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
About one emotional day a month for me, and it seems like this is my emotional day. I am truly grateful. It makes me, when I think about thanking them and I think about their sacrifices, it just dives me more into the thankfulness of the character of the people that would go out and do that.
Amen.
And I'm truly grateful. So anyway, if you see some of us on phones, checking it and all that stuff, we saw people joining by live stream. We're glad you're joining us.
Amen.
Praise God. We want to make sure that we catch any prayer requests that they have. We pray over them. We get them to pastor at the end of service praise reports.
Amen.
We want to make sure we get to you all so we can pray together and celebrate together as a body. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So just kind of it. Yes, normally we say don't be on your phone during service, but there's purpose and reason for kingdom purpose. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. I think that's pretty much all I've got. If you are coming for the first time and haven't heard some of our rules that we have to abide by to be able to meet, there's no hugging. There's pretty much no touching. Don't touch unless they're your family. We will hug soon enough.
In
amen.
The future, amen.
Like, we're all in trouble when this thing lifts off.
Amen.
Even me.
Amen.
Like,
amen.
Even me, I'm not the huggy-touchy-feely type, but I'm ready to hug. Amen? Yeah. I'm ready to
we're
hug.
We're going to fellowship and eat amen. Together and all those things that right now they're asking us to not do, but we're willing to do whatever it takes so that we get the right to
amen.
Come in and worship our God. Amen?
And be,
because that's what's most important is that we get to worship God. And I thank you. I thank God that even the leader of our government was saying that worship is essential. Amen?
Amen.
Because I tell you what, there's nothing more essential than us remembering that God is the giver of life and God is the sustainer. Amen?
Amen.
And he has been the very reason why we've been able to exist and live this life. So we want to keep that out in front of us. Amen?
Amen. And we're going to be super gracious to our babies and our kids.
Amen.
They've got to sit through a service that they normally don't have to. And yes, the services are a little bit shorter because we've purposely done that because of our children. We don't, you know.
Because right now we
got some of them sitting in two services.
Because everybody.
So they have been amazing. Amazing. Y'all are amazing.
Amen.
Yes, we love our kids.
Amen. Speaking of how much we love our kids, we definitely want to make them part of the service. So Pastor Jared's going to come and we're going to celebrate a little bit.
How's everybody doing today? Oh, come on. I said, how's everybody doing today? I think you're excited about Jesus, excited to be in church. Hey, kids, all the kids wave at me.
Amen.
Good to see you all. All the kids at heart wave at me, too. Let's. Yeah, I like this. Yes, that's good. Okay, everybody turn to your neighbor and say, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you.
Turn to your other neighbor and say, you look pretty good, too.
Good to see you.
And hi to all the kids out there that are on live stream.
Good to see you.
I just want to welcome you guys. God is excited. Your heavenly Father, the God of all creation, is so excited that you're with him here today.
Amen.
In his house as his children gathered together. And so we have so many reasons to praise Jesus and to worship him. We want to do a song with our kids together as a church. Okay, so I invite you guys to stand back up on your feet. We have many thousands of reasons to praise Jesus this morning. So we have a song that you guys know and love that we're going to worship together to. Let's do the motions. Let's lift our voice. Let's give Jesus praise here and at home, wherever we're watching, okay?
Whatever may pass and
Kids and big kids, guys, I got to share something real quick with you, okay? So I just want to encourage you kids today, as Pastor Phil is preaching, to give God your best, okay? We can do it at school. Sometimes we can do it at home. Let's do it here. Let's give God our best. But to get you warmed up, to get you ready, I just want to introduce something real quick that Pastor Phil is going to be talking about, and that's the goodness of our God. We just said we had 10,000 reasons to praise his name. Okay, he is so faithful, so good to us. He loves us so much. Now, sometimes we have needs. Okay, sometimes we just think about barely getting by in life. This, man, if I could just have one little snack, or if I could just have one little thing, then that'll help me get through till tomorrow. Guys, I just want to give you a quick little example. Like me, I know that sometimes I can sneeze a lot. Do we have any sneezers in here? Any fellow sneezers? When you sneeze, you just go on for like it's several in a row. It's like a chain reaction, okay? One of my sons, Isaiah, he sneezes quite a bit too, just kind of like me, all right? So usually he'll ask for a Kleenex after he sneezes. And then after he blows his nose, then he proceeds to sneeze again. And then again. So it's like, I need another Kleenex. So and eventually it's like, I'm just going to throw you like a whole box. But sometimes that's the way we are with God. We just say, God, if I can just have this one little thing. God, if you can just barely help me get through this one little problem that I'm facing. This one little test at school, or this one little friendship issue that I'm having, okay? Once one little challenge at home, it's just like, God, if you can just give me one little tissue, I'll be able to just, you know, blow my nose, I'll be able to take care of this one little thing and just barely get by. But that's not who your Heavenly Father is. He's not of just enough. God is a God of more than enough. He can do exceeding abundantly above all we could ask or imagine. So when you ask for a Kleenex, God's like, well, you know, I got more for you. And if he, so he's like, here, I got this. I got a whole box ready for it. And you get to the point where it's like, okay, God, my faith has built up, it's increased. I'll take a whole box of Kleenexes. I'll take a whole supernatural infusion of your power to help me through my, not just my day, but my week. And then God's challenge us to come up and believe him for even more. He says, you know what? That's great that you got just a box, but what about all this? And you know what? I mean, God's just got more and more. You can never ask God for too much. You can never ask God, and he's going to just give you this whenever he really wants to give you this. He's got everything you need to help you live for him. So let's be encouraged today as we listen to Pastor Phil deliver a powerful word about who we are as believers, about who our God is, all right? All right, let's give our pastor a hand clap and welcome him up here.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's the crest of what we're going to get to today is that we have a God that wants to go beyond what we can ask or think. Amen? And I just want to get started this morning with you, and I want to remind you that the Bible says that as we think in our heart, so are we. Amen? And I want you to know that your thinking and what you allow your imagination and your mind to do and what you stop your imagination and your mind from doing is very critical in your life of faith. Amen? The Bible says, as we think in our heart, so are we. And I want you to know something. We have got to understand something, that when we think in the arena of faith, when we believe God and trust his love, and when we accept who God has made us to be, and we begin to think in the arena of faith, what's powerful is that we are releasing God's creative ability to meet our needs right into our life. And God will show you and be with you and take you beyond even what you expected him to do. Amen. But with that being said, we also have got to be careful that we do not allow a negative nature to be on our mind. Amen. I want you to know that if we are thinking negative and we begin to confess negative, then listen, we can open up our life for darkness and for the devil to take advantage of us. Amen. Remember, it says that he goes about like a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. And I want you to know that if we think about a lion or a predator, they're not out there looking for the strongest to come against. Amen? No, no, no. Those predators are looking for the weak or those who are wailing or making themselves available to be overtaken and to be attacked. And I want you to know something. One of the greatest things we have to do is protect our mind, our heart, and our soul with how we think. Amen? I'm going to get to the end of this and remind you that you have a God that wants to do more than you can ask or think. Amen? And that's the God that we serve. We don't serve a God who's looking just to give you a little bit to get by. We're looking for a God who wants to do so much. Remember that when Jesus fed the people and he was out feeding them fishes and all he had was five loaves and a couple fishes to start, remember that he fed thousands of people and so much was left over that they took up 12 bushels of fish and bread left over after he had fed thousands. And I want you to know something. Those people were hungry, amen? And they knew they had a journey out in front of them. So I don't want you to think that they were just taking a little nibble of fish and being satisfied. I want you to know that they ate a full abundance without end, and then they packed some up and took it with them, amen? And there was still some remaining because of the goodness of God, amen? So I don't ever want us to have a shortfall of what God will do in our life. I want to look at a story just to show you the goodness of God and just to show you how changing our mindset can actually take us from a place of darkness and gloom to the place of the restoration of God. And we're going to read in the book of 1 Kings chapter 17 where there was a woman that was a widow woman and she had went through a hard season and it was just her and her son. And she was so discouraged at the time that she thought her life was coming to an end. And we're going to hear that. But God had already sent her help. There was a man called Elisha who was living by the brook Cherith. And God told him to go into a certain city. And he said, I have commanded a widow woman to take care of you in this certain city. So what's important about that is because this young lady was at a point of being discouraged, but God was already providing for her future. Amen? So we just want to read here, and I'm going to read in verse 10. It says, so he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal and a barrel and a little oil and a cruse. And behold, I'm gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. So you can see that this woman was concerned about the future. She was concerned about provision, and she was in a point where she was concerned about the tomorrow and her child being able to survive. And Elijah said to her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me therefore a little cake first and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the crucible fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain from the earth. I want you to see something here, that this is a situation where there was a lady who, just because she changed her thinking, she supernaturally allowed God to turn her circumstance around. And I want us to know that as people, we are going to face challenges and difficulties, and sometimes we're going to get reports and words that if we're not careful, our imagination will run wild and we will think we've come to the end of ourselves. See, this lady, when she was giving heed to fears and worries, she was opening up her heart to where for a moment she thought she was coming to the end of herself. But clearly that was not God's plan. God had already saw her and had already sent the prophet
to give her help. Amen. And I want you to know something for each and every one of us. God is always sending you help. He's sending you resources. He's sending you a direction. And it's amazing because the prophet said, fear not. And the minute he said, fear not, it changed her thinking because she stopped her plan and said, okay, I'm actually going to sow something. I'm going to go into what I think is too little for me and my son, and I'm actually going to give out of what seemed to be a little. Do you see how quickly her mindset changed? See, I want you to know something, that sometimes as people, if we're not careful, we will be thinking negative in the middle of an opportunity for us to think about God and his provision. Amen? And I want you to know something. God is bigger than where you're at. And sometimes you're only limited and struggling where you're at because we won't open up our heart to think differently and let God move in the ways that he wants to move. Amen? But here we see that the minute this woman thought differently, it says that she went and did according to the saying of Elisha. So this means that immediately she had changed her mind on thinking that they were going to die. And she and her house did eat many days, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elisha. I want you to know something, that if you will allow God to be a part of your thinking, he will always exceed your expectations. I want you to know that here we see a situation where someone was thinking that they were coming to the end of themselves when really all they were coming to was a moment where God was going to provide for them in a great way. Amen? I want us to be certain that we make sure that as people of faith, our mind and our heart is open to believe God. Amen? Now I want to go to the book of Luke. And in the book of Luke, chapter 8, we're going to see more of the Lord's provision for people. And I want you to know something, that the Lord is always going to be working on your behalf. And I also want to see here that we're going to see that the Lord went from one situation right into another situation, and he solved those situations, and he had no issue doing it. See, sometimes as people, if we're not careful, we'll allow ourselves to think, well, maybe this isn't important to God, or maybe he won't do it for me, or maybe this or that. Or sometimes people think, well, this ain't worth asking God for. No, I want you to change that mindset. Remember, he's a provider of our daily bread, and I want you to make sure that you don't ever think that what's going on in your life is not important or isn't something where God will move on your behalf. Amen? I want you to know that he will. I want you to know that he will believe in you, and he's working with you, and he has provision for you. And in this particular situation, we're going to see that there's a woman who had been sick for 12 years, and she had been working on this thing. It says that in Luke chapter 8, verse 43, a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stopped. Now, first of all, I want you to see something here, that we believe in doctors, amen? And I want you to know that doctors are a part of the healing process that's available to us, the wisdom that doctors have, the callings that they have, whether they recognize it or not, they've been giving those gifts by God, amen? These are callings that God has released to help humanity. But I also want you to know something, that the end of every medical procedure, even if you have to have surgery and even if you have to go through medical processes, I want you to understand something. The healing and the finishing of that situation is not complete until God puts his hands on it. Amen? It is still God that brings the outcome. And here we see that this particular woman went to many different doctors, and it says that she didn't get better. In one translation, it says, or one verse, it says that she even grew worse. And what I want you to understand is that even though this woman went to doctors, can you imagine the disappointment she had when she went to this doctor and then the next doctor, and each one of them were probably giving her hope that what they were telling her was going to work?
And could you imagine the emotional up and down that this woman was going through when she would start a process believing for an outcome but ended up disappointed? But somehow in the middle of this, her journeys was enough to make her come face to face with the thought that, I'm going to go to Jesus. And the first thing I want you to know is that in your thinking process, please make sure that your final answer is Jesus. Amen? Please make sure that in every time you come to a life moment, remember to just tell yourself, the Lord is my helper, the Lord is my deliverer, and the Lord is your answer. Amen? Because when this woman came to that point, even though doctors had done all they could not help her, the bottom line is when she came to the Lord, he took her beyond her thinking. I want you to know at this moment, this woman was at a place where just thinking along the natural limitations of humanity was no longer enough. Amen? And it says that when she reached out and touched him, immediately her blood issue stopped. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" First of all, I want to deal with this for a moment. There were so many people around Jesus that his disciples thought that he couldn't tell the difference between who was touching him or not. But we see here that Jesus can always know when someone's reaching towards him. Amen? I want you to know that there may be billions of people on the face of this earth, but none of them, when you have a need, are more important than who you are. Amen? And I want you to know something. God can do for you what no one else can. Amen? And I want you to understand that in the middle of all these people, the Lord was able to do, and you're going to see this in just a moment, the Lord was able to meet everybody else's need, but focus in on the need of this lady. And I want you to know that you never have to worry yourself about, is God hearing me? Is God listening to me? Does God care? Because your answer is absolutely, God is working on your behalf. Amen? The Lord is working on your behalf. And it says here that while everybody else was saying, the multitude thronged thee, but Jesus said, somebody have touched me, for I perceive that virtue has gone out of me. What that means is that no matter what's going on around the Lord, when you reach towards him, he's going to notice your reach. He's going to hear your prayer. He's going to see your need, and he's going to address who you are. Amen? And he knows you by name. Amen? And when the woman saw that she was not hid, I wonder if the Lord was looking straight at her when he said, that I perceive that virtue has gone out of me, and that he was looking straight at her. And when she realized that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And one of the other scriptures of this same story that another disciple was telling, it even said that she thought within herself, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be healed. And that's exactly what happened. And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. I want you to know something. That one reason why this woman was trembling and why she was afraid is because back in those days, if you had an issue of blood, you were not allowed to be out in the public. You had to hide yourself and keep yourself away from people. So what was so amazing about this is for this woman to use her faith and to boldly come out before the Lord, she was putting herself at risk, so to speak. But what's important here is that even though it was popular at that time to not come out, and even though that's what was being said in the world's perspective, I want you to know something, that this woman's faith made all the difference because she challenged the status quo. Amen. She would not let herself be limited. She would not keep herself from the Lord. She pushed through fear. She pushed through culture. She pushed through traditions to say, I believe that the Lord is going to meet my need. Amen? Amen.
And I want you to know something, that this is why it's so important that we control how we think, because we want to make sure that we are people that move by faith, not by sight, and that even when the world is telling us no, we will release our faith. Amen? We need to be people that will release our faith. Amen? Because when we release our faith, God will answer prayer. And I want to just show this to you, that he said, go and be of good comfort. Thy faith has made you whole. And this is what's so powerful. While he yet spake, because the Lord was on the way to go to a ruler's house and pray for his daughter who was sick unto death, but Jesus was en route, and this woman with the issue of blood touched him. He still dealt with that issue. And then it says that even when he yet spake, there cameth one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. But when, praise God. Hallelujah. See, sometimes when you get a report from the doctor, or you get a report from the world, or when someone tells you that you might as well not bother the Lord with what you have to say, there are times where you need to make sure that you ignore that counsel. Trouble not the master. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. I want you to know something, that sometimes you need to make sure that you're not letting the fear or the world convince you to stop your faith. Don't back up when you have a faith stance, amen? I tell you what, sometimes you might even go and get a doctor's report that's not good. But I'm telling you that if you've been believing God that you're healed, don't you dare back up. Don't you dare back up. This man had a choice, that even when they came and gave him a report and said, oh, it's too late, it's over, don't bother him, it's over, this man had to make a choice. And Jesus said, fear not, only believe. I want you to know something, that I believe that the Lord is speaking to us right now. Fear not, only believe. About your life, about your situation, about your finances, about your future, about your needs, about the things that are concerning you. I'm telling you right now that our God in heaven is saying, fear not, only believe. Woo! I want you to know something. He's got your back. He's with you. He's the one that's strong. He's the one that's in control. And I tell you what, let's make sure our thinking lines up with God, because he will do exceedingly abundantly above what we can ask or think. Amen? He will do more than we can think. You know, I had someone tell me the other day that they were worried about having gas money to go back to work. And they said that they were on that Friday worried about, oh my goodness, are we going to have gas money to go back to work? Because they had been laid off and hadn't got all their money coming through. And on that particular day, someone came and gave them $500. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I tell you what, God not only took care of their gas money that week, but in case they wanted to get something to eat, hallelujah, he gave them enough to make sure that they could do something beyond gas. Amen? See, sometimes we have got to make sure that we leave room for God, because he wants to go above and beyond what your expectations are. Amen? And that's what the Lord did for this man here. Here he had a report that all hope was lost, that she was gone. And when he came to the house, he suffered no man to go in save Peter and James and John. See, I want you to see something here. We're going to see in a few minutes that other people laughed at him because he said, she's not dead, she sleeps. And I want you to see something. I think it's important for us to note that the Lord moved everybody out but Peter, James, John, the father and the mother of the maiden. I believe he moved them all out because these people had like precious faith and were willing to believe him for the supernatural. Oh, come on. See, this is why it's important for you to control your thinking. I tell you what, I would never want the Lord to put me out of the door when a miracle is about to take place. See, these other people laughed at them, the scorn, and made fun because they thought there was no hope. But to Peter, John, and the disciples that was with him and with the mother and father, he let them be in the room and be a part because they had faith to believe.
Whew, praise the name of the Lord. Let's make sure that we keep our faith open to believe God. Amen. And when the woman saw, oh, I'm sorry, I skipped back up. And it says here that he only let Peter and James and John and the father and mother of the maiden in, and all wept and bewailed her. But he said, weep not, she's not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out and took her by the hand and called, saying, maid, arise. And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat. And her parents were astonished, but he charged them that they should tell no man what was done. And I'm sure that they didn't do that. I'm sure they had to tell many people what actually happened. But here's what I want you to see. They were astonished. I want you to know that the Lord would love to put you in a position where you can be astonished at his goodness. I want you to know that God has an expectation that he moves in your life in such ways that you have moments of testimony after testimony of how God astonished you. I tell you what, he will cross the lines dealing with your vehicle, dealing with finances, dealing with your health, dealing with relationships, to moments where he can astonish you by what he does. I tell you what, I believe that even yet this year, some of you sitting here are going to come and have a story of how God astonished you. Amen. Amen. I believe that. I believe God's going to do some astonishing things even yet this year that's going to blow our mind because that's who he is. Amen. I want you to know something, that even this proclamation of this girl being dead was not enough to stop what the Lord could do when someone fear not and only believes. Amen? Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now I want to go to this scripture here in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 3. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 3. And I want to just read to you this proclamation that belongs to every one of us. And it says in verse 16. Well, let's read in verse 14. For this cause I bow my knee unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height. I want you to understand something. If we are rooted and grounded in love, we are going to see depths of God that will go beyond what we could think in the natural. Amen? I want you to know that it's time for people of God to make sure that they have their heart open to the supernatural and to the goodness of God and to what God will really do for us. Amen? It says that to know the love of God, which passes knowledge, that he might be filled with all the fullness of God. You know, the Bible says that with God, we can have peace beyond understanding. Amen. And I want you to know that God's love passes our knowledge. Amen? Jeannie, I know that there's been times where we have thought, how can God love me? But I will tell you what, that the question of God's love for you has never been a question. Amen? It says that before you were even known in your mother's womb, he provided for you and he had more thoughts of you than the sand that's on the earth. Amen? I want you to know something, that God has loved you and he loves you now. Amen? And I tell you what, sometimes the world, sometimes ourselves, well, I didn't pray enough this week. I didn't read enough this week. We will put all these things out there and let them be used against us to try to stop us from really accepting the fact that God's love is beyond your knowledge. God's love is so deep that we won't even understand the totality of it till we're in heaven. But we do know that he loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son, and he's already released the kind of love in us that we couldn't release. Amen.
I tell you what, I'm telling you, the Bible says that hardly a man would give his life for another, amen? Let alone to be willing to give your son so that someone else could live. But that is the kind of love that God has for us. It goes beyond knowledge. It goes beyond human thinking. It goes beyond human capacity. So if his love goes beyond human capacity, cannot his answers go beyond? His answer should be supernatural. His provision should be something that's miraculous. Amen? It should be something that's beyond our thinking. And that is what this scripture says. It says, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Hallelujah. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. I want you to see something. That God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. I want you to know something. Put your imagination to use. Have dreams. Write some things down. God, I'm believing for this, this, and this. I tell you what, don't be afraid. He says if you ask anything in his name, he will do it. I tell you what, put some things down because he is able to do exceeding abundant beyond what you can ask or think. I want you to know something. When you do get to heaven, one thing you're going to realize is you never challenged God with what your faith was. You never gave him anything that was too big for him. You never asked him anything that he's not able to intervene on and grab a hold of. I tell you what, don't give up your vision for your children, even if they've been wayward for a long time. Don't give up your hope for your finances, even if you've been in poverty for a season. Don't give up on your health, even if you've had health issues. Don't give up on relationships, even if you've had some struggles within them. Because your God is able to do exceeding abundant above all that you ask or think. And I believe that he's going to do something extraordinary. Amen? Amen. I tell you what, I had this thought earlier that the Lord would take someone who had a drug addiction and was so far gone that he supernaturally turned their life around and you would not even know that they even had drugs as a sign. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. And I believe that we can believe this because there was a time where there was a man that was so out of his mind that he was running around in the mountains and tombs and couldn't even come in and couldn't even be a part of humanity on a day-to-day basis because he was running around. But God came, and the minute the Lord touched him, the minute the Lord touched him, the Bible said that he was sitting in his right mind wearing clothes, amen, for the first time in many years. And I want you to know something, that there's no situation that our Father in heaven is not able to handle, amen, amen. Abundantly beyond what you can ask or think, amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just declare your glory today, Father. Lord, I just pray, God, that we would not let circumstances ever hinder our faith, God. Lord, I pray that what we see would not stop us from releasing our faith, God. Lord, I just thank you in the name of Jesus that you are the God that does exceedingly abundantly beyond what we can ask or think, God. And even right now, you are planning great things for our life, God. Lord, I thank God that the Bible says that you know your thoughts towards us, good and not of evil, to bring us to expected outcomes and to give us a future, God. And Lord, I thank you that in every challenge, God, your answer is yes and amen. Your answer is supernatural, and you're helping us even now. And God, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Amen. Amen.
Okay, hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, first of all, we put Candace before you, God, and we know that, God, you are already working on her behalf, God. Miracles have been released. Your healing is in process, God. And, Lord, I thank you that you're going to bring her to complete healing. And, Father, you're touching Jim even right now, God. I curse pain. I command all of that to come out of him, Father. And, Lord, we loose your healing into him. In Jesus' name, God, let him come to full restoration, Father. Now, Lord, we put Mimi up before you, God, and, Lord, in her joints and, God, where she's having pain and in her knees, God, where she has new knees, Father, we just declare the healing process of God to come through, God, and that, God, you would just bless her and that you would just help her in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for Kim right now, Father, for inflammation, and, God, we just curse that and command it to just come out, Father God. And, Lord, I thank you that you're going to just cause that to be healed, God. Healed, God. And I thank you for this cellulitis, God, that you're causing that to be healed, God. And you're causing those legs to be pain-free, Father. And, Lord, we thank you for it. And, God, we pray for Rita and her family, God, as they travel back and they come through Texas and head back to Ohio. We just pray blessing, and God, we pray blessing over their trip and their travel, that they've been good, but God, we just pray blessing over their return trip, that you would keep them safe and that you would bring them home safely, God. And Lord, we just declare it and we thank you for it, God, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God. Is there anything else that I can pray for anybody while we're here? Amen, hallelujah. I tell you what, God is our healer, amen. He's our restorer of our future, and he's the builder of our everyday, amen. Praise God. I thank you that God gives us daily provision, and that's his work in our life, amen. He'll never leave us nor forsake us, and I thank God that we get to be back in church, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's so good to see each and every one of you. We love you. Be blessed. Have a great day. Oh, yep, and I guess I better pray because I forgot about offering. Thank you for the waves.
If you're
out
watching
there.
Us online and you want to give, you can go to obmcckenton.org. Go to the give button and give that way. You can text to give 77977 OBM Kenton, and it'll start you on a path to be able to give that way too. So there's some options for you if you would like to give online. Amen.
Amen. You know, it's funny because I had someone tell me that they wanted to know if we were going to keep the online giving going because they had been giving that way and they liked it. And I said, absolutely. Even when we are back together, if you want to do online giving, knock yourself out. Amen.
Yeah, we've had this out there for this platform that we're using for at least 4 years now. So it's going
to be. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for everyone's tithes and offerings today, Father. Lord, I thank you that the Bible says, bring ye all your tithes into the storehouse, and there would not only be meat in your house, God, but there's miracles in your house, there's provision in your house. God, I thank you that you will open up the windows of heaven for us, God, and Lord, that you will rebuke the devourer for us, God. You protect our seed, both at work and our health and our bodies, God. You protect us, and you just keep your hand on us, God. And Lord, I thank you that as everybody releases their faith in the area of giving, that you just bless them, God. And we just count your goodness, God, and thank you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, God bless you. Thank you. I think we're going to put a bucket up here. Mm-hmm.